Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. The governors and Secretary Vilsack weigh in. Back on that in just a moment.
What does red mean? At Case IH, it means power, efficiency, versatility. The Case IH family of tractors and hay tools helps you get the job done. To get even more done, visit your local Case IH dealer today and enter for a chance to win a new 2012 Ram truck and a year's worth of fuel. Plus, get great deals on balers, windrowers, and Farmall, Maxim, and Puma tractors during our Field of Deals sales event. To learn more, visit your local Case IH dealer or caseihdeals.com.
Coming up Saturday, March 31st, don't miss the Oklahoma Sooner Classic Shorthorn Sale. Now, the sale begins at 1 p.m. at the fairgrounds, Duncan, Oklahoma. Selling 41 lots, including fancy show heifer prospects, bulls, bred females, cow-calf pairs, and embryos. For more information and sale catalog, just go online to shorthorncountry.net. That's shorthorncountry.net. The Oklahoma Sooner Classic Shorthorn Sale, March 31st, at the fairgrounds in Duncan, Oklahoma.
The governors of four states and U.S. Secretary of Agriculture Tom Vilsack have arrived at the lean, finely textured beef party. And they're trying to repair some of the damage done from the media reports at the national level that have cast this product as a bad product. Some sort of an icky product, as one official has said. According to Secretary Vilsack, who appeared yesterday in a media briefing with Governor Terry Branstad of Iowa, this is a product that, no doubt in his mind, is a totally safe product for folks to consume.
Let me reiterate without any equivocation something that we have said literally, Governor, hundreds of times. Hundreds of times in print media, hundreds of times in broadcast media, and in radio. This product is safe. There's no question about it. We have said that repeatedly. We will continue to say it. Secondly, as the governor indicated, this product is also a leaner beef product. It's one of the reasons why we have made it a staple of the school lunch program, because we are, as the governor is concerned, about obesity levels. This is an opportunity for us to make sure that youngsters are receiving a product that is lean and contains less fat.
U.S. Secretary of Agriculture Tom Vilsack, who was appearing with Governor Terry Branstad from Iowa in a news briefing yesterday, made available to reporters not just in Iowa but across the country as well. Governor Branstad, on his part, indicated that he's already talking to some of the key players that have backed away from lean, finely textured beef in recent days and is starting to get some folks to turn around. A regional supermarket chain that's based in Iowa, Hy-Vee.
I did talk to Randy Ettinger from Hy-Vee yesterday. I think they met this morning, and they have changed their position on this. I think recognizing that, and so I want to express my appreciation to Hy-Vee, which is a great grocery chain headquartered here in Iowa, that they have are going to continue to make this product available to their customers.
Governor Terry Branstad of Iowa is indicating that he's hopeful that other supermarket chains will rethink their knee-jerk reaction to lean, finely textured beef. Governors from Texas, from Kansas, from South Dakota, and Iowa will be touring the lone remaining open BPI plant to try to support the U.S. beef industry and set the record straight about this perfectly safe product. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Neighbors, the McAllister Union Stockyards have their next replacement bull and female sale set for Saturday, April 7th. Already several outstanding bulls are consigned. There are several pens of fancy Angus bred heifers, 3 to 5 year old cows with calves by their side, Angus heifers with black semi-calves by their side. These are second calf heifers, and the list continues to grow. For more information, go to www.mcallisterstockyards.com or call them 918-423-2834. New buyers need to register before sale day, April 7th, at McAllister Union Stockyards. Previous Beef Buzz shows up on our website, OklahomaFarmReport.com. That is your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.